The House of Representatives last night handed President Bush and the Republican leadership a rare loss. Members defeated the Republican plan to create a federal compensation program for health care workers and other first responders made sick by the smallpox vaccine. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
So far, only about 25,000 health care workers have volunteered to take the smallpox vaccine, which carries a significant risk of side effects and a small risk of serious injury or death. The Bush administration had hoped nearly 500,000 workers would step forward to be prepared to vaccinate everyone else in the event smallpox is used by terrorists. Groups representing health workers say a key reason for their reluctance is a lack of available compensation for those few who do suffer serious side effects. Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan, who led the floor debate for the bill, said the plan is urgently needed.
This is an emergency. The administration, the Homeland Security Office, have told us we need to give this benefit to those people who will volunteer to take this vaccine to protect themselves and then to protect us.
But Democrats said the Republican plan, which would provide a $262,000 lump sum benefit in cases of death or permanent disability, is simply not generous enough to allay the fears of health workers. Lois Capps is a Democratic representative from California and a former public health nurse. She said her colleagues don't want handouts from the government.
They just want to know that if something happens to them, they and their families will be taken care of. But I can tell you that the bill before us, as it is currently drafted, will not provide that level of assurance.
At a news conference earlier Monday, representatives of half a dozen first responder groups echoed that concern. Catherine Hall of the Maryland Nurses Association said her colleagues deserve the same protections members of the military are getting.
The battlefield is certainly different, but the call to service is the same.
Tozan said Republicans wanted to work with Democrats on a bipartisan bill, but that when negotiations stalled, he simply couldn't wait.
What happens if every day I take negotiating with the other side is a day we put our country at risk? And I suffered every night with that thought for 2 weeks. And we've negotiated this bill to the point where it ought to get passed today.
But Democrats like Henry Waxman of California said the Republican plan wasn't worth passing if it wouldn't convince people to get the shot.
If the nurses don't want it, and the firefighters don't want it, and the police members don't want it, and other first responders don't feel it's adequate, and they're not going to be compensated, then we're not accomplishing the goal that we should have for all of us.
House Republican leaders brought the bill to the floor under a fast-track procedure that bars amendments but requires a two-thirds vote to pass. In the end, despite the urging of President Bush, the bill didn't even gain a majority after 21 Republicans voted no. Meanwhile, at least 8 states have suspended their smallpox vaccination programs, while the deaths of 3 health workers from heart attacks are investigated to see if the vaccine played a role. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.